2, 1, begin transmission.
Yes, if you're hearing that noise, you know that we're mobile today. That's right. I'm getting out of my car at 1930 UTC. You're listening, of course, to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. And where are we today? We are once again here at Heron Haven. Because we have a warm day. Well, it's not warm, it's, you know, like 55 degrees, but at least the wind's not blowing. And the sun just came out. It was overcast all day and when I left my house, but while I was out driving, some of the clouds parted and the sun is now peeking out, making it fairly tolerable to be out here weather-wise. I wasn't originally going to come here. I actually drove over to the OPPD Arboretum first. But I didn't even go in because there were so many cars there that, I mean, it was jam-packed full. There was cars parked on both sides of the driveway. Couldn't get in there if I tried. So I just drove past and came here where there are people hanging out and around. But we're going to avoid them. I have walked down the little road to the Mulhall's property. And I walked through the gate. Now I'm standing out here looking around for some dudes. But right now from this angle, I'm not seeing any dudes. I was hoping for some motts at least. And maybe some deer. At this time of day, I'm out here much later than I normally would be. It's about 4:15 local time, and so I thought there might be some deer coming out from the hiding down in the creek by about now, but no, they're not going to come out until a little bit later. So, here I am walking by the butterfly garden, and there's still some flowers showing, but yeah, fall is rapidly approaching, and so it's getting cool. You know what? Now which way do I want to go? I don't know. Let's just walk around the butterfly garden here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other cars here besides mine. So maybe we won't spot any dudes today. Who knows? Either way, we gotta come out here and check it out. As I walk around the shed, I notice that there are lots of leaves in the motty holes, which means there's no motties in there. Because if there was motties in there, they would have cleared out the leaves. Walking by the dragonfly pond, a lot of leaves floating on the surface of the water. A lot of duckweed still. It's still about 98% duckweed in the dragonfly pond. The duckweed is starting to disappear in other places, and as I round the pond, I can look back behind the bocage and I see all my puffballs. Just a big old patch of puffball mushrooms. Decent sized ones. The biggest ones are about the size of a ping pong ball. The rest of them are slightly smaller than that. So we got some good puffballs. Yay, puffy puffs. Everybody loves puffs. I know I do. Oh, I haven't been out here in this kind of light in a long time. Got low angled light. It's just beginning to change color a little bit. Not much, but just enough to be noticeable. And it's cool because it lights things up that I normally don't see in the mornings or very early afternoons. So that's fun. Oh. Watched my F1 race today. That's what really kept me indoors. I had to watch a late football game. And then right after the football game, then had the race coverage start. And there's people in the cut and taking photos with the sun behind them again. Why don't people understand how that works? I do not know. So anyway, yeah, in that half hour of pre-race show, I had to make my lunch and wolf it down and then watch the race, which was very exciting. And then I thought, okay, now we can run out and do some dubious goals committee-ing. All right, I'm standing here at the sub pond. There's a slight breeze rippling the water in places. Right here in this area, there's no more duckweed. I'm looking for scrats. I don't see any. I don't even see any frogs. Where's my dudes? I do not see any. Looking back further into the sub pond, doesn't look like there's any dudes out here. Here come some people off the boardwalk. Cameras in hand. See if we can find anything out there. Anything going on out there?
Not much.
Not much was the reply. So let's go out here and see if we can find any dudage. Onto the boardwalk we go. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Looking down on the boardwalk, I can see the muddy footprints of a raccoon. Probably from last night, or possibly this morning. What's going on out here? Ugh, looking into the sun is kind of a task. What else is going on here? There's some other people out here. A couple people sitting on benches watching stuff. A lot of people just hanging out. Doesn't seem to be much of anything going on out here. I don't see any ducks or geese or herons. I'm looking into the water over here. I thought I saw a turtle, but apparently I didn't. What's going on underneath the tree? Nothing. There's a lot of signs of muskrat action. There's been some scratties hanging around in this area because there's pieces of cattail floating around in the water. Oh, I see a frog. I see a frog on a log, so at least there's one frog left. I think I see another frog head out there. But I'm not actually seeing any scratties. Signs of muskrat action. But no actual visible confirmation of muskratties. Alright, so I'm gonna turn around and head on out of here. I mean, you know, head off the boardwalk, back onto the path here. Oh, and what else are we going to see out today? I don't know. It's kind of a slow day. Kind of a slow, bizarro day. And there's too many people here being dorks. That's okay. Alright, I've paused in front of the sub pond again just to take a look around. I see the wind ripples and I keep thinking, oh, that's something. No, it's not. Don't know where my scratties are today. Maybe all the muskrats are in the billabong. I keep hearing something, but I know it's those people over there in the cut, walking through leaves, taking photos with the sun at their back. No, they don't quite have it figured out. But that's fine. I've got my little camera with me. Maybe I should take pictures of those girls too. What's in the billabong? As I start to walk over the land bridge, looking down into the billabong, and I don't see anything going on. I don't see any of that weird fish business we saw the other day. I don't see any ducks. I don't see any scratties. I'm going to look down into the sub pond here real quick, too. No. No dudes around here. So into the back 40 we go. And this path is starting to get covered with leaves. This is, of course, the odoriferous corridor. In the spring, all these bushes flower and they smell like, well, candy. But right now it's just a lot of dead leaves. And it smells like dead leaves. Hey, and there's a squirrel. That squirrel just jumped from one tree to the other with a walnut in his mouth. Hi, squirrely. He wasn't 3 meters away. And here we are at the wall blind. So let's head in here and see if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong. Well, we got two ducks. One of them's sitting on a log. The other one is swimming. I think that duck saw me and or heard me because now he's walking away. He's walking down the length of the log. What kind of duck is that? I think those are teals. So we've got a pair of ducks. Who else is back here, though? I don't see any other action. I don't see any scrats. And that's what we're looking for today is our scratties. And that duck just jumped off his log. And he's swimming after the other duck. And other than those ducks, there's just not much going on. And both the ducks just swam up to another log and jumped up on it. So now we got two ducks on a log. Our little ducky's on the log. I'm checking out all the other logs looking for scratties. Hey, what's that? Did something just surface? Yeah, it must have been a frog. Something came to the surface of the water and then ducked back down. It wasn't a scrat. Scrats make bigger waves. I hear voices. Are they coming this way? So I'm going to leave the wall blind here. Walk around Frog Harbor. Boy, and you can't even tell it's water down in there. There's so many leaves on the surface of the water that it just looks like leaves. Brown and red and yellow leaves. Couldn't spot any frogs down there if you tried. So I'm going to get close. Nope, I do not see any frogs. I do, however, hear squirrels. This is a squirrely zone. There are some walnut trees up here. Oh, there's a squirrel right there by my feet as he runs away. It's a squirrely day. And it's starting to smell like autumn. Yeah, especially right through here. Yep, it's fall. All of the leaves that are on the ground are starting to rot and decay. And I can smell them. And here's Sam. Anything out there?
Mallards.
I saw a bunch of mallards the other day, too, so it's starting to smell like autumn.
Yes, yeah. It's that time of year, all right. Everything will be dying, and you'll be able to see a lot more stuff when the leaves gone, right?
Be able to see into the forest. Be able to see the deer that are hiding all the time.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to head out there, see what's going on.
Have fun.
And that was Sam, our president and treasurer of the Friends of Heron Haven. The Friends of Heron Haven is a nonprofit organization that runs and administrates everything going on here at Heron Haven. Here come about three more people out of the blind. A squirrel is walking around. A squirrel's running around doing all their stuff. Hey. And there's a bunch of mallards out here on the in the turtle reproduction pond, as Sam said. And when I say a lot of mallards, I mean a lot. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 24, 30. There's at least 30 mallards back in here. All just sort of chilling out. About 15 males and about 15 females. Being mallard-orific. But I have walked on. I'm now walking by the vestigial wall. As I knock on it. Thump, thump, thump. And into the big blind we go. Who is out here in the big blind today? Well, more mallards. There's 4 or 5 mallards on the new log. There's some littler duckies, teals I think, over there where the peninsula sticks out. Another 4 or 5, maybe 6. Over in the blind we have some mallards on a log and some other ducks. Yeah, a lot of mallards. The duckweed has moved back into position. Further out, the lake is clear. The wind must have blown all the duckweed towards the blind. And we've got other ducks just swimming around in other random places. So we've got a bunch of mallards out here and some other duckies. Looking at the trees across the pond, they have all lost their leaves. The big deleafing has begun. So I'm checking all the known heron perches. I don't see any herons perched anywhere today. Which, I don't know, really shouldn't be too surprising. But a lot of mallards. Mallards, low mallardos. All right. So that's nice. I've got mallards all over the place. And I'm not seeing herons anywhere. I'm going to leave the blind. I just heard a loud sound. Was that somebody just shuffling through leaves? Oh yeah, we got a kid down here at the turtle reproduction pond. So I'm going to actually go up the stairs. And we're going to go through the loop. We haven't taken the loop path in months because it gets so overgrown in the summer that, you know, you can't traverse it. But we're going to try to do that today. There's still, these berry bushes are still green-leafed and have fruit on them. Berries, berries. And I am having to brush some of these branches aside. But I am kind of managing to make it through here. I'm listening. I hear something. I can hear something moving through the leaves. What am I listening for? What am I hearing? Yeah, I'm almost to the ravine. Crack. All right. What's right? Something's right here. What is it? Is it a squirrely? Who's in there? Is it a birdie? I'm standing at the edge of the ravine, and there's still too many leaves on the trees to see down into there. But I can hear a lot of action in the leaves. Yeah, there's a squirrel. I just saw a squirrel run across the path. So one of the sounds, there's squirrels down there and birds running around in the leaves, making a lot of sounds. Can't really see much of anything. I'm wondering if there's anybody else down there, like turkeys or marmots. I'm not sure if deer ever get down in there. I think they do. Yeah, I've seen deer evidence down there. But we're going to keep moving. Keep moving through the loop here. This path is... yeah, it's not terrible, but it's still fairly overgrown and takes some maneuvering to get through, but... ugh. Push these branches out of the way. Here we are. At the top of the hill. And I'm looking around. Still too green to see anything. Now I'm going to work my way down the hill. This is all pretty overgrown still. Lots of green. Lots of green leaves, branches and leaves. I think I'm walking through webs, but that's okay. And now we're down the hill we go. The path opens up a little bit. And we're pretty much good. Ugh. All right, so I should also mention that I did check the usual mushroom areas and I didn't see any mushrooms. It's been dry, although I think the rain is coming, but I think it might be too late. So I'm back on the main path, standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Looking at all those mallards, still doing mallardy things. Mallarding it up. Yay for mallards. I like ducks. And I like easily identifiable ducks. And that's one thing that mallards are, easily identifiable. I'm hearing more squirrels on the forest floor. Off to my right, jumping around in the leaves. Jeez, that was a loud one. I can't see whoever's making all that noise in there, but it's pretty safe to assume that's a squirrel. If it was a deer, we'd be able to see it. If it was a mati, yeah, well, we wouldn't be able to see it, but I doubt it's a mati. So walking back through the walnut corridor, I am occasionally glancing up into the trees. Yowza! You just spooked the crap out of me, dude! There was a squirrel sitting on this log, not a meter away from my feet. And then he decided to go zipping right in front of me, and I could have almost stepped on him. He was so close. And he ran across the path in front of me, and he startled me something good. And then he grabbed the base of a tree and threatened to run up it, and he was looking at me, giving me that squirrely look that they do. I think that squirrel was plotting to bomb me with walnuts. And we caught him off guard. Crazy squirrels giving me the heebie-jeebies. So spooky. I hear voices behind me. Oh, it's those people who were hanging out at the turtle reproduction pond. But I am about to walk out of the back 40. Boom, here I am, back to the land bridge. Checking the sub pond. Check, 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 check. And don't see any dudes. Checking the billabong. Check, check, check. And don't see any dudes. Oh, no. The two duckies are sort of rapidly swimming away. They were hiding behind some grass. Now they're kind of spooked and they're like, yeah, I better go hide. Okay, see you later, duckies. And, well, the girls are gone from the cut. We can walk through the cut now. And see if there's any Matis out here on the Mulhouse property. Doodly doodly doo. I'm almost through. And no, I'm not seeing any marmots out here today. And nothing else either. No deer or anything of that nature. So I'm turning around. Sun came out again. Or maybe it's still out. And it's shining through. It's shining on me. I am getting kind of hot. I've been doing a little walking around, getting some exercise. Core body temperature is warming up. Maybe I should have worn different headgear. I am wearing an insulating tube, so it's keeping my head a little bit warmer than it needs to be right now. I debated what to wear on my head before I left. I thought it would be much cooler, and so that's why I made the choice that I did. Looking around, looking back up, because I got to go through another walnutty area here. Looks like it's free of squirrels. I'm probably safe. But yeah, in through here I can see into the forest deeper. That's good. I don't particularly see anything. I mean, there's no dudes to be seen or anything. But at least I can see the forest floor in places. But speaking of the forest, we have now run out of the forest. Doink! What was that? Oh, some little kid running up behind me. It's like, what is that strange sound? So as we leave the forest, I'm going to walk up here to the bocage and see if we can see anything back here. Now that we have some view to the depth of the forest. Okay, up to the logs. There's no mushrooms. And there's no dudes. Lots of leaves. I can see golf balls. Not golf ball mushrooms. Actual golf balls. Since all the leaves are off the trees, and I can see the forest floor, I can see one, two, three golf balls. And I'm not even trying. If we were to walk down in there, we could probably pull up a few golf balls. But one, we can't really get down in there. And two, I don't need more golf balls. So let's check out the rest of these logs. Yeah, no, there's nothing going on the logs. And no dudes hiding either. But since we're over here on this side, we might as well just keep walking. We can walk around this side of the building. And that's going to be about it. Because it's that time when I say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Well, it's been an interesting day, but I gotta go home and do more Tobe stuff. So I'll see you guys later. This is the end of the line for me. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my own.